was making pasta or something in here. There's like, it smells like sauce, and it, there's like friggin' ziti all over the place. There's one ziti, two ziti, three ziti, four ziti, five ziti, six ziti, seven ziti.
Bucci.
And Bucci. Luckily, I'm at home in the presence of ziti. I can always, relax. Ziti is my pillow.
Bucci. Adage.
And also penne.
I'm still getting ready. Relax.
Ooh. All right, let's crack a can of tears. Oh, tastes like Coke Zero. So funny. I love humor, briefly. Go down. Well, it's good to be here, back in sweet, soft Studio A. After the live show that Bucci did at the record fair. It was really nice meeting people at that said same record fair. I met Mike, Jim, Laurie, Crispin. Yeah, I think that's it. But I met a lot of great people, and it was nice to do so. Though we did have to do it between, there was a plexiglass screen, opaque, between me and the person, just because I got to keep that mystery up, baby. And also, thank you to everyone. I just want to say very, very quickly, thank you to everyone who pledged to Bucci for the Hellraiser. Thanks so much. I'm always knocked out, figuratively, by people who support this show. And my wife is also knocked out by people who support the show. Bucci appreciates. So I want to get this thing going. Haven't really addressed it since 2 weeks ago.
Hernia status.
Bucci had his sweet, sweet hernia surgery right here in the studio. And it was resolved. Let's just call it resolved. And I feel light as a light as a feather. My ex-doctor, Dr. Brad Ford, you know, turned out to be a hack, so-called, because that's what he did to Bucci. Hacked into him and unleashed some kind of devil. I don't like that reverb. But despite his gross incompetence, he did manage to fix my hernia. And for the first time in the year, I feel healthy, except not financially, because he did email me like a huge bill, which is messed up because he said that he was this the whole thing was going to be free. Well, that's capitalism. But the positive thing is now I can live a long and fruitful life. The negative thing is now I have to live a long and fruitful life, which might not be the best move, considering of the events of this week. You hear me laughing, but my eyes stone dead. Okay, that's that. Talked about the election. I addressed that. Don't really want to talk about that anymore. It's incredibly upsetting, scary. That cursing swearhead part two. And unlike Back to the Future, Gremlins, Shrek, I fear this sequel's going to be worse. But don't worry, Don't you worry. Bucci isn't going anywhere. Bucci is here for you every single day.
Bucci, promise.
Let me see. People in the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying, what are they saying? Oh, great. Thank God. There's no, that's a relief. That's nice. I was this close to panicking. That's nice. What else? That fixes everything. Wow, problem solved. So nice of the chat. For the once, they're on my side. Thank you very much. And, I'm going to be, like, basically here for you.
Trust Bucci.
But, yeah, this is ridiculous. It appears, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but it appears that the polls within my comfy lib bubble were incorrect. That Seltzer poll really let Bucci down. Seltzer! Really dropped the ball. Looks like The Daily Show going to Trump rallies, getting his supporters to admit that they didn't know what a tariff was, didn't have that much effect on the Rust Belt. Again, Dick Cheney didn't bring the left to the voting booth. Well, that's it. But that's okay. We're going to be okay. I don't know. Not so sure. But there's only one thing to do. Well, two things, but I don't want to do the other thing. And that is retreat. Retreat back into my bubble. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
Adage. My sweet, sweet bubble. But the problem with bubbles, and the problem with the bubbles specifically that Bucci has built around him and his future and still current wife, is that they don't really have enough air holes. And so we end up passing out. And not in a good erotic way either. So what to do? Well, we need to build a better bubble. B, B, B. B. And the fourth B is for baby. But what kind of bubble? You know? I don't want it to be punctured. I don't want my reality crashing down around my ears. And I don't want this bubble to be indoors. I'm sick of indoors. You know, I don't want it to be in my apartment. This condo of mine, because the HOA board doesn't let me blow bubbles that are big enough to house a man and a woman in the apartment. So that's out. So what to do? Maybe it should outdoors. That's the place for me. That's right. Show tune in my heart. I want the wind on my cheek, right? Crisp air in my lungs. Campfire smoke in my sweats. I want to build a bubble where I can be alone in the wilderness, perhaps miles from anyone, anything, except for like trees, brooks. Maybe in the Pine Barrens in South Jersey, or in Station Manager Ken's backyard, which is massive. Sitting by the campfire that I built with my own hand, erecting shelters with my own hand, the other one. Sitting on the shore, cup of coffee, looking out on an iced over lake, mind clear. Except for the sound of the wolves that follows me around. Shut up. In the wilderness, safe in my bubble, and just like, wait for things to blow over. People in the chat are saying that sounds pretty curse word privileged, Bucci. Well, smart guys and one woman, I want you to be in there, and I'm talking to you. I want you to be in there as well. Everyone to be in there, except for that guy Zachary. I want you to be here with what's his name?
Bucci.
So we can be protected, isolated, oblivious, and other words. Miles from anyone. Roughing it. Figuratively. Or literally, I mean. No condo. No HOA board. Like knocking on my door. What are you doing in there? I'm doing Bucci. What does that mean? It's very complicated. Well, do it quieter. I don't need that mess. And I just want to be free, friggin' free. But it's gonna be work. I have to admit that. We can't, you and I can't just march into the forest and hope for the best. We need supplies, a lot of them, because I don't want us to be too uncomfortable, if you know what I'm saying. You do. Here's that crow. And who is going to help us prepare for this life in the wild? Well, me and you, but also there's one other person. Why? It's Mrs. Bucci. Hi, Mrs. Bucci.
Hello.
Is that red thing close to your mouth?
What?
Yeah, no.
You said I couldn't talk yet.
I sent you a long email.
I didn't get that. Did you send it to my new email?
Just make sure that's in front of your mouth.
Wait, what is this?
That's it. You're doing great.
It's like a Band-Aid.
Yeah. Just talk into the Band-Aid.
Ew.
Hello. And that is a Bucci adage.
Bucci adage.
What's the topic? I was busy.
Well, I haven't, I'm still trying to sum it up into like a sentence.
Oh, we're on the sum up part.
Yeah.
We're still monologuing?
No. It's 6:17, so I'm almost done.
Okay, cool.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, you're literally on another laptop while
I'm listening to another show. I'm in the archives, actually.
You're listening to the stream, like Sheena's Jungle Room?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
But I'll turn. You want me to turn it off?
Yes, I would like.
Full attention.
Just,
okay.
Well, keep one eye on the stream and one eye on Bucci. So, Mrs. Bucci.
Yes.
We want to be out. You and I. We want to be out in the wilderness. Oh, I see. You're whispering. I'm in the chat. I see. Okay. if you whisper into a mic, you can be heard.
I'm in the chat.
Yes. Okay. So.
Hi, Zachary.
Stop talking to the chat. So, Mrs. Bucci, we want to be out into the middle of nowhere. We want to, be alone in the wilderness.
We do?
Yes. And except for our marriage, do you have any experience being alone?
I
you have to talk
into the microphone. I don't really want to go into the wilderness with you, personally. We've gone camping
Why
together.
Why not?
We've gone. You always drag me camping.
Well, I drive you camping in the Dodge.
You're driving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Interesting.
Yes.
So we drive. You're driving.
Into the wilderness. Yes. With you.
With me. I usually start crying at some point. Every wilderness adventure has
Well, that's because ended you're away from your New Yorker crossword puzzle or something. You're like, oh, your fingers start twitching. You're like, I'm going to have dementia if I don't do a crossword puzzle a day.
Well, we could have brought it, and you said no.
Well, look, the wilderness, we could use it to light a fire, actually.
Who's lighting that fire?
I think you know. It's Bucci.
Bucci.
I don't think so.
So, what do you think? So we're gonna go out there into the wilderness, and like I feel like we need supplies. Like, what do you think we're gonna need to survive? So we can live out there for 4 years, 5 years, the rest of our lives.
Probably like a house.
Yeah, we can. No, no,
with,
no.
Like Netflix, maybe.
No, no, we're not going to have Netflix because that they just keep gouging us on the price, and I don't know if a house, having a house, kind of defeats the whole purpose of this, you know, of being out there and that feeling of freedom from being out in the woods. She's not. Mrs. Bucci is nodding her head
and
giving me the thumbs up.
Opposite.
Well, we're also going to need a thing. You know, we're going to need survivalist thing. We're going to need fishing lines, a tent big enough to fit us all, figuratively. A saw to cut wood, right?
Wait, wait, wait. It's you and me.
And everybody.
And all of the people who call into the show.
Yeah, everybody calls.
Tent.
Yes.
Everyone's coming.
Yes.
And
that's
no
right.
Netflix.
And it's going to be very large. And we're all going to be, you know, that television show Alone, right? Have you ever seen that television show Alone?
You love that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the inspiration for this episode?
No.
Are you stealing ideas? No. Are you out of ideas?
No. This is just, I wasn't, this just came to me in a flash of lightning.
I saw you watching Alone last night, actually.
What is going on?
Now that I think about it. Is that why we're not canceling Netflix? So you can mine more ideas for the show.
So we're also going to need a saw to cut wood, right? What did I say? I already said a saw, right? We're
going to
need two saws, warm undergarments. You know you like warm undergarments.
Like thick socks?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and a thick BRA.
A thick bra?
Don't say it!
No, I don't need a thick bra.
BRA.
No.
What else? We're going to need a lot because I don't want to die out there and you don't want to die out there. We want to be, I don't want to find you frozen to death over the camp latrine, you know, newspaper in your hand. You know, you're nodding your head. So we're going to need lots of supplies and I need you to help me. I need you to help me supply those supplies.
You're talking to the listeners.
Yes, I'm talking to the listeners.
They might be confused. You're saying you for me and then you for them. So you've got to be clear.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm talking
you,
to,
meaning the listeners or me.
I'm talking to the listeners. They're going to to call in with some,
with some things. I need them to call in with a harpoon gun. Oh, I brought a harpoon gun.
That's
fun.
That's a good idea.
I like weapons.
Well, it's only a weapon, we're only going to use it if we absolutely need it.
Uh-huh.
I hope to mount it over a fireplace that we're going to build.
You said we weren't having a house.
No, we're going to have a chimney, though.
Loose?
Yeah, loose chimney. Is that a Bucci adage? Yeah, it
Bucci
is.
Adage.
I don't know how it's a Bucci adage, but...
All right, let's get to calls.
Wait, no.
we're still monologuing.
Yeah,
okay.
No, we're almost done. So anyway, we're going to need supplies. I need you to help me bring some stuff because I can't buy it all. I'm already paying off this, hernia.
And the T-shirt, too.
Oh, yeah. That,
I saw stacks of them.
That T-shirt. That Bucci T-shirt is crippling me.
It is, yeah.
Is absolutely crippling me. I got Michelle with two L's, just emailing me like I need. So I'm just like doing it in $5 increments.
She doesn't like that.
She likes it. So that's what we're going to talk about after the break. So help the Buccis survive in the wilderness. That's after the break. And when we're out there in that deep and dark forest, I hope. We don't meet Z-Monster. It's Meet Z-Monster, PJ Harvey, on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Help the Buccis survive in the wilderness.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
Mrs. Bucci.
All right. I love you, PJ Harvey, but we gotta get this thing going. You're listening to Bucci.
Bucci.
And
Mrs.
That drop is way too long. What'd you say?
It's perfect.
Yeah, okay.
For me.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to help us survive in the wilderness. We're taking calls about that, 201-209-9368. I hope this next person brings a shotgun. Caller, you got Bucci.
And Mrs. Bucci.
And Mrs. Bucci. Hello, who's this?
JR.
Hey, JR.
So I think I have the perfect solution.
How are you doing?
I'm going to tell you where I live. But I have a house at the end of a dead-end dirt road on 80 acres, which the GPS cannot find, and it's within 3 hours of where you are.
Seriously.
Question, are you a serial killer?
That's not a... You can't ask that question.
Why not?
It's like a HIPAA violation
why
or
not?
Something.
No, that's a fair question.
No, it's okay.
Fair.
I am not a serial killer yet.
Okay, well, that yet. Ugh. All right, so wait. So you have this big parcel of land that maybe we can go out and be on, like all of us. Is that okay?
I have a huge house also and a barn, so some of us can be inside. There's plenty of space to build on it outside also.
Ooh, build. For the house that I need.
That's really good, JR. And that's one of the most important things we need is land because I want to be able, and then also we can maybe use your bathroom.
Well, to be determined because the state where I'm at, you know, there are laws about the septic system.
No, I mean going into your house and using the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe take a shower, watch some Justified.
Yeah,
well,
we haven't
finished
that.
Netflix for Mrs. Bucci's.
Oh,
perfect.
That's nice. Oh, great. You can watch, what's the show?
I'm also willing to share my Wi-Fi and Netflix logins.
Oh, that's
for
nice.
For free or a fee?
Listen,
shouting
for free,
into the
you know,
mic.
It's going, this land is your land, this land is my land.
Okay.
From the New York Islands.
Wow.
To Redwood Forest.
Yeah, I think a Redwood Forest is in there, and then some purple mountains.
Yeah,
never
well,
saw a purple mountain.
It's gonna be gone, but...
Yes, absolutely. All right, JR, thank you for being so friggin' generous with your land. And I hope you don't mind some of these weirdos, WFMU weirdos, like moving in and, disrupting your life.
No, I prefer it.
Okay. All right, bud. Bye. Hmm. That's nice.
That's good. That's a solid foundation.
That is a solid foundation, though we can't build a solid foundation. That defeats the purpose. We need to be sleeping in tents. Caller Yabuchi.
Hey, I was thinking about this.
Hey, who's this?
This is James.
Hey, James.
So, we don't have the land. Well, we have the land, sort of, but, like, anyways, it's a big parcel of land, but people love to hunt on it. And I'm not a hunter, but, it's nice to be friendly with the neighbors. And I wouldn't mind letting some people hunt if they share with me the meat, but then I would need a freezer to store it in.
Okay, so you're bringing another parcel. You're bringing more land to this.
Or the freezer. You're bringing the freezer.
Bring the freezer.
Okay, because we don't need two pieces of land in two different states or something.
I really
like that.
Hope someone calls in and brings TV dinners because we have a freezer. We should fill them up with some TV dinners.
Well, you know what a TV dinner is without a TV.
Well, we have the Netflix.
Dinner. So we haven't established that we're going to be having the necklace. Okay, James, so we don't need your land. I didn't know so many WFMU listeners had huge pieces of land. But
he's bringing the freezer.
The freezer is great. I would love to have a nice freezer. We could put a boar in there. Though I don't want to shoot anything. So maybe we could just find a dead boar that died of natural causes?
That sounds iffy.
We'll just befriend the neighbors. They'll hunt it for us.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know if I want to hang or associate myself with too many killers. But, James, that is very, very, very generous of you. And that's great. Thanks, man.
So, wait. We've got 80 acres of land.
Yeah, huh?
And a big freezer.
Mm-hmm.
We're really building up our...
Yeah,
murder home.
It's not a murder home. It's a place that we can all go and retreat to escape the horrors of the world. Don't
suspicious.
Say,
uh-huh, suspicious.
With that really skeptical look. Man, now you're just doing the skeptical look without saying, uh-huh. Call it Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, it's Franco.
Hey!
Welcome
Hi,
to
Franco.
The New World Order!
The NWO, that wrestling foundation.
I know.
So, Franco, how you doing?
I'm considering. I'm very good. I found myself in the unenviable position of giving pep talks about resistance to people who are really taking it a lot harder than I am.
Right. Yeah.
I feel you, Franco. I had to pull Bucci off the floor to get him to even come to the show.
Yeah, it's
look.
It's,
I'm doing. I'm just doing this. It's good for my butt. It's good for my
that's
spine.
What women
to be
have
on the,
to do. Always
sunshine,
doing things.
Okay?
We're always lifting up the man.
Let Franco talk for
okay.
once.
I can't
no,
go on my rant. Fine.
I have some of the most uplifting things to say. I'm a very experienced camper.
Oh, okay.
I've been camping in the wild since I was 15 years old.
Oh.
You know, I live on the West Coast. Come
where
on.
Do you go camping
and
in California?
I have a very big backyard, too.
Oh, jeez.
We don't have any land.
But you don't want to live in my backyard.
What are we doing?
I didn't know we're all these engineers for Microsoft were listen to WFMU.
Yeah, but they're a different breed than I am.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So, what do you want to bring to the to help us all live? Because you know, I don't want to die out in the wilderness with you, Franco. Is that a butchie?
Okay.
No.
Well, I'll give you some say. What kind of car do you have?
A Dodge.
A Dodge.
Yeah.
Is it a multi-purpose vehicle?
It just says Dodge on the car. It says Dodge. Period. I don't know
does
what kind
of. Does it have a hatchback?
You know what it does, but it's not attached to the car.
Since this is like a fantasy baseball team, we're going to build
it
from scratch.
It's not a fantasy. It's real.
Okay, I would suggest getting an old Toyota Land Cruiser. Those things are indestructible.
He's Googling
that
right
over,
now.
Okay?
Okay.
As I found out.
Okay.
Anyway, but they're really good. Well, other cars are just like stuck in the mud. You're just like, nyeh, 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 nyeh.
All right, don't make that noise.
Goodbye, suckers. See you later.
Suckers.
Anyway.
All right, so wait a minute, Franco. Let me just pinpoint what you're thinking.
No, he left, I think.
No, he's right here.
Are you sure? I think he hung up.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
Okay.
Franco, you know, he's here.
Finally a topic I really want to talk
about.
Yeah,
I know.
Camping.
It seems like you're really rolling up your sleeves on this topic. Oh, that does a nice
looking
car.
No, I can really sort of spitball on this one.
Okay.
I don't need any notes.
Well, spitball in Mrs. Bucci's direction, because I can't have a spitball attached to my chin again. So, Franco, I don't want to confuse you and my wife. What else are you going to bring in the car? So you have the car. What are you going to load the car up with? I mean, do you have a tent? Do you have,
I have everything. I have a tent.
Yeah.
I have a Coleman stove.
Okay.
I have an ice chest.
Okay.
I have piles of firewood.
That's good.
I'm totally equipped.
You are okay.
I have cans of gasoline.
You are
number one caller of the day.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I would say that you are absolutely key to the survival that we're going to be doing.
You bet. I've camped all over the continental United States. Listen to this. I drove from Pasadena, California, which is Los Angeles,
yes,
of course.
It's the fancy way of saying Los Angeles.
And camped in the snow, laying on the ground all the way to New York City in winter. Okay?
Wow.
I'm actually overqualified.
What's the base plan?
I've done it the hard way,
okay,
and I've done it
the
easy way.
So, Franco, what's the best place you've camped?
Probably I like the Lost Coast in Humboldt County. That's really nice. Also, Death Valley is really, except I almost died out there.
Yeah, well, that sounds
and,
pretty good, actually.
I also like Monument Valley in Utah. That's very beautiful.
Mm. And on the East Coast, have you ever camped in the East Coast?
Yeah,
Bucci doesn't know any of the things you just
really
listed,
funny.
Franco. He's never
Coast,
left.
we were in New Jersey, and we found some woods. This is when people used to have paper maps, and we drove into the woods. And they were so creepy that we decided if we go in there and camp, we won't come out. So we wound up sleeping on the New Jersey Expressway.
Hmm.
And it was very funny because in the morning, a dump truck came because we had to throw stuff out of our car.
Yeah.
And a dump truck came and this girl was throwing all our crap in the back of a dump. And I said, what are you doing? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a big pile of trash. Well, she turned out to be a really nice person. She was a highway worker, and she was also a deadhead. So we told her, We just drove all the way from L.A. in the snow.
Oh, did you? Were you wearing sunglasses when you said we just drove all the way from L.A.? Like, hey, we just drove all the way from L.A.
I had a sun visor on.
Oh, okay.
And it was snowing.
Sun
okay.
Visor. Well.
But, yeah, I've done it
Franco,
so many ways.
You are going to be, like I said, essential, and we're going to use you for
guide.
Many, many things. Yeah, maybe you could be our guide. Although I'm going to be maybe secretly using Google Maps.
That's quite all right. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this right away. I am appointing myself as the cook.
Whoa!
Yeah, well,
Gucci loves cooking.
Yeah, I mean,
I got
hot
duties,
hands when it comes to cooking.
You know,
I can cook
I
a friggin' grouse.
Early in my
like,
camping life,
nobody's
you don't
business.
Bring crud from the convenience store.
No.
You bring real food and you cook it out.
Or you buy crud at the convenience store and then crush it up like Doritos and you crush it up and
store,
smear it over a
camping.
Pork loin.
I go
I don't
top.
Know if I can say pork
I go top
loin
of the line,
air.
Top shelf.
All right, Franco.
Have good stuff.
Thank you so much. You brought everything to the table, and including the table. Thanks, man.
Yeah, all right, bye.
Bye. 201-209-9368. We need you to help us, Mrs. Bucci and I, to...
Mrs. Bucci. I like that.
We need you to help us survive in the wild. So far, we have a track of land. We got a freezer if we're going to have, like, an elk...
Like
in
a
there,
big cooler.
Maybe a vegan elk I would like potentially, or and Franco's going to bring all sorts of stuff. He's going to bring
in his Land Cruiser.
He's going to put all sorts of helpful things. Maybe a very, 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 very soft pillow. So that's it. 201-209-9368. What are some other things that you think that we're gonna need to live in the wild for the rest of our lives, Mrs. Bucci?
Well, you know, if we're hanging out with all these WFMU callers.
Right.
I mean, maybe some earplugs.
Why? No. I don't even know what that means. You don't like listening
it's
to people?
It's a lot. Okay. It's a lot.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good, you can say it's a lot in a good way too. Like, man, that's a lot.
I didn't though.
201-209-9368. You know, I'm going to bring my extra thick Pumas, my waterproof Pumas.
That's not for hiking.
Well, who says I'm going to be hiking?
So you're just standing
I'm
there?
I'm going to be standing on the field looking at the ice-frosted lake. I hope that parcel of land
rains?
That guy has. Hmm? Yeah, that's
rains.
Why they're waterproof.
What did you waterproof with? Like one of those sprays?
Yeah, waterproof spray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works.
It does work. See, that's another thing you can say in two ways. Yeah, it does work. I dunked my Pumas in
a puddle.
Mm-hmm.
You're always stomping right into the puddle.
Well, I'm a child at heart.
Carefree.
Yeah, carefree. That's Bucci. Call you a Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys? You
I'm all right.
To live in the wild?
Yeah. Do you want to live in the wild with us?
I already live in America. This whole place is wild.
There you go.
That's a good answer. Smart.
So, Sunshine, what are you going to provide and help us to help us live out here?
The attitude to keep going day after day.
Okay. So you're going to be the optimist.
To like find and get some mushrooms and like not just the fun kinds, but the ones that won't kill you.
Right, right. Like an oyster mushroom, perhaps. Yeah.
Criminy, you know, the ones that make you time.
So you're going to be, Sunshine, you're going to be the optimist of the of our party. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's only one thing you can do, and your name's Sunshine. Let's bring the light.
Yeah, you're going to bring true. That warm. And maybe you'll be a source of heat, too, when we're all freezing in February. Well, I don't know about with global warming, but when we're all freezing, you can be our heat as well.
We just got to do like the penguins do and huddle.
I don't know about that.
Maybe Sunshine could just blow on your hands.
We could do that too.
That sounds nice.
Okay. Well, I mean, I hate to ask this question, Sunshine, but is your breath really hot?
Depends if you need it to be. Sometimes it can be freezing. You know, I also have laser vision.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty interesting. So you're going to bring the warmth. And what was that other thing that you can bring? I forgot. You said something else, right?
A winning attitude, the ability to go on day after day.
Yes.
And mushrooms.
Oh, and mushrooms. Yes.
And mushroom.
Yeah.
And mushroom.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think this is great because we might sink into I can't promise that we're not going to sink into despair in this wilderness. So it would be nice to have someone who can pull us out
with drugs.
Yeah, with drugs.
We'll be there for you.
All right.
Thanks, Sunshine.
Thank you, Sunshine. Right. I was talking to WFMU's own Matt Warwick before the show, and he's a huge survivalist. You wouldn't know it, but that guy is on the weekends. He's a weekend warrior. He's out in the Pine Barrens surviving. And he said, you got to bring is rice. A bag or so of rice. Because, you know, you're watching Alone, that television show Alone, and they're like, you know, so-called alone, but they're allowed to bring, like, bags of rice.
Can they bring, like, tomatoes and flavor it up?
What, rice?
Yeah.
I think you could, you know, he also said another thing you can bring is coconut milk. Because it has a lot of fat in it.
Oh. Like, just drinking it?
No,
like out of a can?
Yes, or add it to the rice. You ever heard of coconut, you know, rice? You ever hear of that?
No.
Well, it's a thing. Google it. You know what I'd like to bring is a bear horn, you know, to keep the bears away. You know, it goes.
Oh, yeah.
It goes, brrr. Ooh, that's pretty
cool.
But I also want a bear cub, a tractor. Because those bear cubs are very cute. So I want one to go like, and then a little bear cub comes waddling out of the woods. And then you can grab it in its arms and like give it a really big squeeze. It's victimless crime. 201-209-9368. We are trying to, escape from the hell that is... The entire world, frankly. If I could camp on Mars, I would be doing it. But, or Venus. So that's why we need your help, 201-209-9368. We need you to help, you know, with some sort of, you know, if you have a whole ton of moisture-wicking clothes.
Sorry, what did you say? I wasn't paying attention.
If you, we have a, you know.
Moisture-wicking clothes.
Yeah, so if when, you know, if we get wet, you don't, you die of hypothermia. So we need to have something that wicks that moisture right off.
Uh-huh. But it's fine to have our Vans because we just spray them with the wet spray.
Okay, they're Pumas.
Oh,
and they're
Pumas.
Not, the spray itself isn't wet.
Why don't we just take our regular clothes and then spray that with the anti-water spray? And then is that the same as wicking clothes?
No, because the moisture...
It's like a little bit of a cheat code. I bet that's in camping books. It's like, don't bother buying this expensive stuff. Just buy the spray. And then
spray
your
everything.
Normal, you know, cashmere sweaters in that.
Yeah, well, I want to bring some cashmere to the party. But I feel like, can you drink that stuff? Because that would be a nice little source of, or can you spray it on a fish and maybe flavor that thing up?
No.
Yeah, you can.
That's gross.
Call it Igabuchi and Mrs. Bucci.
Mrs. Bucci. Bucci, how are you?
Who is this?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, this is Zachary.
Oh, hi, Zachary.
Hey, Ms. Bucci. So glad you made it to the show.
I know. Me too. I almost didn't. Because
can you
Bucci
throw that drop
didn't
again?
Didn't want me on.
Stop playing it! I should not have given you control over the Mrs. Bucci drop.
Well, it is my iPad.
That's great. It's important, Bucci. Come on.
Well, important is a relative term, as you well know. Like, this call is important in a relative way.
Burn.
Whoa. Burn.
Well, you need burning because that's how we're
going to
start.
Oh, that's a good point. So do you
what
have...
What are you bringing, Zachary?
Franco has firewood, but we always need more firewood. Do you have a lot of firewood?
Or something to light it on fire because we can't do that.
Yeah. Well, the burn that I just received, I'll use that and rechannel it.
Okay.
Start the fire.
Don't laugh.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but Bucci,
yes.
Do you play guitar?
Bass.
What?
Do you have an acoustic bass, or should I be bringing that?
Yeah, no, bring the acoustic bass, and I'll bring my very, 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 very taut string, like the tight string that I have, and that kind of, like it's a bucket bass, sort of.
Oh, you have a bucket bass?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Mm. Oh, no.
But
a bucket, a bucket hat bass.
I don't like where this is going at all.
So, okay, you're going to bring an acoustic bass? Is that what you're going to bring? So,
I'll start the fire in an acoustic bass.
And you're going to be our, like...
may not need to burn later if we got really cold.
And you're going to be our entertainment, so when we're all sitting around the campfire at night...
No, you are. That's why I asked if you could play. I'm bringing it for you, Bucci. You're entertaining all camp, right?
No, Bucci's going to chill in the wilderness. I'm not your... I'm not going to be your
like
jester.
You're on Waters camp. You're on performance mode all weekend.
I don't know. Maybe we can stage something where...
Bucci?
Yes?
What do you play, Mrs. Bucci?
Yeah, Mrs. Bucci, what do you play?
I play the piano.
Yeah.
And the guitar.
Yeah.
And a little drums.
Yeah, a little. You play a very, very tiny drum, I would say.
Drums aren't that hard.
No.
What is the tiny drum?
What is it? It's just like a little...
Like a little tambourine.
I think it's a cheesecloth that you stretched over a bowl, and that's what you play. And then you use two spoons.
Yeah. Okay, well, your bass is a shoebox with rubber bands.
Yeah, well, it still makes that...
Yeah, you know, maybe we should get jobs.
Thank you, Franco. I mean, Zachary.
Whoa.
Wow.
I know, and what that's...
Hey, you know, Franco, he was considered feral for a period in his life, in his youth. Ask him that story.
I'll ask him next week. I should have could asked him this time. Thank you for
I forgot your name. Thank you, Mrs.
Yeah. I'm very concerned now. So
about
now,
what?
Because it's me, it's you.
Yes.
It's Franco.
Yes.
It's Zachary.
Well, he's not invited.
It's JR and
Sunshine.
And with
James.
The
and James.
And James. First of all, I'm the only woman.
Yeah, we're gonna need some women.
So I really that sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
And now all you guys are bringing instruments? I have to listen to this all day and no Netflix. I'm absolutely not coming.
You have to come.
0%.
I need you to drive the Dodge.
No.
Call Yagabuchi and Mrs. Bucci.
No way.
Hello, who's this? Hello.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who is this?
This is Joey.
Hey,
another guy.
Let me talk to Joey. Hey, Joey, how you doing?
So I was listening to all of this go down, you know, and I was thinking, you know, we have Netflix. What are we going to watch it on?
Oh, true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know what? We can watch Netflix in our imagination when we're watching...
We're somehow still paying $17 a month.
Yeah. Blind Love. What's this called? Love is Blind. We can watch Love is Blind in our imagination. Or do you have an iPad?
Well, I have a DVD player with Netflix built into it.
Wow. That's...
Fancy.
I don't even... Where did you get that?
Best Buy.
Okay.
You should write that down. Our DVD player just broke.
So I just needed something to watch them on.
So,
Blu-ray built
so
in.
Wait, are you still getting Netflix, the Netflix DVD?
Oh, I don't pay for Netflix.
Oh, I'm confused because you said we can play Netflix off your DVD player.
Yeah, but I don't have Netflix.
Well, okay, someone else is going to have to bring Netflix.
Someone needs to bring a TV screen, right?
Yeah. We can watch.
Well,
I can
bring a TV. Also,
okay.
Do we even have anything to sleep on?
Not yet.
No, we don't have any beds.
No one said
we don't even have a
useful.
Tent.
Yeah.
So we don't have anything soft.
Don't have a tent?
No, we don't have a tent. We don't have anything soft to lie on. We can watch Netflix. Maybe we can watch The Last Dance for the 9th time. Right, Mrs. Bucci? Do you have anything soft? Do you have any sheets or something?
Well, I do have like one sheet.
Okay,
but I also
that's what you're bringing.
Bags.
All right,
sleeping bags are smart.
Yes.
We do need those.
And make sure you make sure they're moisture wicking. Thank you, Joey. Appreciate it. Caller, you go Bucci. Just Bucci.
Why, hello, my dear friend Bucci.
Oh, Lord.
And this is Bucci too.
Yeah.
Another man!
No!
No!
Don't scream and don't jump to conclusions. So, hello, who is this?
Warrington Butterfield.
Warrington Butterfield. Well, it's very nice to hear from you, Warrington Butterfield. What are you going to bring to help us, me and you and Mrs. Bucci and all the other callers, all the other men, to survive in the woods?
Well, the territory and state that you find yourself in now, let's face it, WFMU's days are numbered.
Why?
Is that a threat?
Yeah, is that a threat?
The first act of a dictator, of an authoritarian, is to shut down all independent communication.
That's true.
That is true. I see. The WFMU is going to be no longer, huh?
It's number one on the list.
Yeah, is that number one in Project 2025?
Right on the chopping block.
Shut down WFMU.
Indeed, you do.
It's not funny to joke about 2025. All right, I forgot what you're bringing, except for your delightful personality. What are you bringing?
Negativity, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed.
You're not a sleeper
perhaps
agent,
really
are you?
A photograph.
You're going to bring a photograph of what?
A phonograph to play records on.
A phonograph. Okay. All right. And one record. What's one record that you're bringing? Record.
Well, as we'll be in a rural area, we can be as loud as we want to, correct?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of the band Repulsion?
Repulsion. No, but sing a song from Repulsion for me, please.
There's a, you are rotting maggots in your coffin. You are rotting maggots in your coffin. Ugh.
Okay, well, you know what? We recorded that, so we'll just play that back because we're going to have the archives at WFMU and also the podcast. So thank you, Warrington, whatever your name was. Thanks, man. Man, that guy has, I don't know what he's bringing, but, you know, I like it.
I think he could use some of those shrooms that Sunshine's bringing.
Did you see that that got struck down in Massachusetts? It was up on the ballot. They wanted to have...
Oh, did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's
aw. Our friend Angie is very upset about that. Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey. Mrs. Bucci, don't worry. It's Jessa.
Yay! Play celebration music. Play a celebration.
I know.
Oh, he does. That's...
I
what?
Have... Okay, I have two sleeping bags...
Oh, sorry. What do you got, Jessa?
I have a 4-person tent.
Nice.
And 2 sleeping bags.
Okay. Tents, that's very important.
I have a small shovel that, like, folds in half. I don't have a full size.
Oh, no, that's good because it's portable and we can dig, a latrine or a fence post hole or something, right?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know somebody who knows somebody who has, like, a sat phone, so I'm going to work on putting that together.
Oh, okay. Maybe a crank radio or something?
Oh, I have one of those. I just have to find it in the basement.
Okay.
Sure.
Those are good.
Sure. Yeah, those are very
good. Those are very useful.
Spoons. I'm going to bring
spoons
for the band.
But also maybe we can eat
let's
our
use them
we
first.
Can eat our boar
our
gruel
stew.
With that. Yeah,
yeah.
Our boar
well,
stew.
Well, yeah. We'll have them for eating also, but primarily
and then banging on a pan.
Yeah. I feel like the nights out in the wilderness are going to become intolerable. I might have to find a different part.
Yeah. Can we bring a knife too?
I'm thinking that maybe Bucci's gonna have to be and find another wilderness to be separate from everybody else.
Separate 80
yeah,
acres.
A separate
yeah.
80
Good thing
acres.
All your callers have all this land.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But you know, it sort of makes sense.
It just kind of does.
All right, Jessa, thank you for bringing so many things, and it's
thank
also
thank you, Jessa.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. I'm looking forward to it. I've been hoping to get something like this together. See you soon.
Bye. Well, that's nice. You know what? I want to bring my Wii gaming system.
Maybe we could use that on Joey's TV. He should call back and make sure it's the
hookup's
working. Well,
I don't want it to hook it up to anything. Caller Igabuchi.
What?
Oh, what's up, Bucci?
Hello. Who's this?
It's 2 G's.
Oh, hey, Double G. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Mrs. Bucci, say hello to
hello,
Double G.
Downtown
Double G.
How you doing?
Ooh, listen to that. So what do you think, Double G? What do you want? To add to this wilderness survival experiment of ours.
For a while, you know, camping and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, just kind of in the people's, you know, peering in people's windows and stuff.
I mean, I've fallen asleep on the train a couple times, you know what I mean? So, you know.
That's like camping.
Yeah.
It's like camping.
All right, so Mr. Double G, what do you want to bring to help us live for at least a couple of months out in this wildlife?
I've been preparing for a situation like this. Actually,
say again.
You know, I've been preparing for a situation like this, you know, to kind of let's say retain some humanity in a remote location. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yes, I do feel it. I do feel you. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, what are you bringing? I'm confused.
Okay, what I'm bringing is I have let's say a group of people that can make sure that we will be protected. In the outdoors.
So like some sort of bodyguards or something like that.
Yeah. They're genetically modified bodyguards.
So robots.
Can't you
No, genetically modified.
Can't you just bring a flint or something so we could
We don't have any flint.
So we could flint so we could light a
fire
or something
yeah.
like
I matches.
I have a flint though.
Yeah, just bring the flint. I don't need your paramilitary cyborgs or whatever you're talking about.
But I have a flintor. That has no, you know, you can have it.
Yes, a flintor, a flint, and then maybe, I don't know. Do you have a harpoon gun? No, I don't want.
I also have some good reading material for campfire stories.
That's important.
You know? That's helpful.
What do you have, Hardy Boys mysteries?
No, it's kind of like, hold on, let me get it.
Or Nancy right Drew.
I have Rosemary's Baby right here. Which is a great story.
Yeah. Well,
and
that's.
I have a Ouija board.
Ooh, that's fun, spooky.
I have a lucky baby foot.
Baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a rabbit foot?
Yeah, a rabbit foot. What did I say?
All right.
You said a baby foot.
You said a baby rabbit's foot.
I didn't say baby foot.
Yeah, you did. Goodbye. Goodbye. I don't want any, you know, that's not cool.
I'm telling you, this is becoming a creepy seclusion den full of male WFMU listeners.
Well,
me and Jessa.
I disagree.
And I'm concerned.
We do need to have a different person than maybe a cis male or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, I don't want to assume cis. Clearly. But all right. Well, okay, we're out in the wilderness. Is there anything else you want to bring? I'm going to bring some shepherd's pie.
I mean, anything I want to bring?
Yeah. You're bringing your lovely personality.
Yes,
your giant, beautiful, liquid eyes, pouty lips. I'm just describing you now. A huge, a thin blonde hair.
That's not what I look like.
And what else? All sorts of stuff. Two sticks to rub together, maybe. And we're going to be out in the wind.
Ooh.
With our campfire.
What about, like, we need some warmth, like a fur coat.
Bears. No coats. And a baby.
No coats.
And we'll be sitting around this campfire and, suckling the baby to our breasts.
Ew,
and
we'll no.
Be, and all at once, all together, you know what we're going to say?
What?
What are we going to say?
I don't know.
We're going to say WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope. New York City in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online all the time at WFMU.org. Remember, you're all alone, but you've got us. We're all staring at each other. Mrs. Bucci, thank you for compiling... for living out, for agreeing to live in the wild with all of
them. I didn't sign anything.
You did. You signed it by being on the air with your voice. All right, that's Bucci. Good night, everybody. Who listens to Bucci, Mrs. Bucci?
You, Ducci.
Billy Jam, put the needle on the record.